Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Come on by and check out the site. And the show is brought to you today on the iPhone, Android, Palm, and BlackBerry by the Stitcher app for mobile devices. You can also subscribe for free on iTunes. Mr. Media is also sponsored by thepartyauthority.us. Planning a wedding, mitzvah, or corporate event? For any and all occasions, call the Party Authority nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS. That's 1-800-342-5357, where one call does it all. So where was I before the commercial? Oh, yeah, I remember. Mr. Media is recorded from the new media capital of the world and hometown of Academy Award nominee Angela Bassett, St. Petersburg. To start out by telling you that the American Black Film Festival, which starts June 23rd and runs for 4 days in Miami, is a black thing, and you wouldn't understand. But then I thought, that's stupid. If there's one when it comes to movies, I completely understand their appeal. Now, personally, I discovered it as a teenager when I was one of a very few white people in a packed New Jersey movie theater in 1978, watching the opening night of the Richard Pryor film Blue Collar. I have rarely laughed as hard as I did that night, and that was a good summer for movies. Animal House broke that time too. Now, the next time was in college when my friend Steve Golden dragged me to a Manhattan theater to watch a new, oddly romantic comedy called She's Gotta Have It by a young NYU filmmaker named Spike Lee. Again, we were about the only white people in there, and I think it's safe to say we both walked out with very different ideas of what black cinema could mean than when we walked in. So, in my mind at least, it may be a black thing, but I think I do sort of get it. So that's why I wanted to lend a little publicity help to the 14th Annual American Black Film Festival. Joining me today to give us a sneak peek of this year's event is founder Jeff Friday. And if that's not a movie name, I don't know what is. Jeff, welcome to Mr. Media.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Sure. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm in a bunch of traffic, but other than that, I'm doing fantastic.
Well, good. Glad to have you here. So let's get right to it. What is new in this year's festival? Anything about the festival that's new, and what are the big attractions?
Well, you know, every year is new for me because I'm always really excited about the film submissions we get. You know, we started 14 years ago, as you know, and it's not a black thing. It's not a black thing as it relates to the audience, but obviously the creative focus of the festival is to promote the work of filmmakers of color, of African descent. And it's just another fantastic year. The films are going to be great. We've got Spike Lee, as you mentioned, set up doing a master class teaching young aspiring filmmakers how to direct. We're going to be honoring Lee Daniels, who's recently nominated for several Academy Awards around his film Pressure. Mm-hmm. We've got an initiative. We're going to be working with professional athletes, teaching athletes how to make movies, kind of preparing them for careers in film after retirement from sports. So got a lot of very interesting things going on.
And who is the lead personality this year, the celebrity host of the festival?
Well, the celebrity is Idris Elba, and I'm sure you guys know Idris from The Wire, HBO's The Wire. And since his big breakthrough performance as one of the drug deals on The Wire, since that he's had a fantastic career. He starred in a couple of films, some of the most recent being Obsessed with Beyoncé. He's in a film called Takers, which is coming out in a couple of months. In fact, Takers is going to be our opening night film this year. So we've got a lot of very exciting things going on.
And why do we need a separate black film festival in this day and age? Is it you know, is it to spotlight African Americans and African American films, or?
That's all of it, and it's really nothing more than to give a showcase for films that might not make it to other mainstream festivals. And my the impetus for this festival is I used to go to Sundance and Cannes in Toronto in the early days of Sundance, in the early 90s, and I'd always have a fantastic time, and I would see very few films either made about people of color, any color. And or any niche group. In those festivals, I respect them, but they program for the mainstream. And our festival, like Hispanic festivals or gay and lesbian festival, is nothing more than programming for a very specific niche of our population. But by no means does programming for a niche means that those films have to be limited to the niche. And I think people like Tyler Perry and Spike Lee have proven that, you know, just because you're a black filmmaker or the topic is black or the subject matter, that, you know, that mainstream audience do support these movies as well. So the one thing we just want to get off the table is that this festival is for everyone, but our creative focus or our artistic niche is African films by people of African descent.
Now, one of the reasons that a lot of people take their films to festivals, whether it be Cannes or Sundance, Slam, I can't think what it's called, Slam Dance, whatever it's called.
Slam Dance,
Sundance. They're going there to try to sell their films for distribution. Is this that type of festival, or is this more an exhibition?
That's a very good question. This is actually a hybrid. Festivals come in two types: either markets for selling and buying, like Cannes and Sundance, or what we call showcase or exhibition festivals. And I'd say we're right in the middle. And the only reason that we're in the middle or a hybrid is because the mainstream Hollywood, to be very frank with you, does not typically come to ethnic festivals to buy movies for theatrical distribution. But we have, but the black and urban movies have really fueled the home entertainment business. If you go into a Blockbuster or to a Walmart, you typically see a bit more diversity than you see in a movie theater situation. So. Many of our films have been purchased, but most of those films have been purchased for home video, television, and some of the ancillary distribution opportunities.
This is the 14th year for the festival. In your mind, what are some of the highlights from past festivals, either if there were some deals or there was a breakout film or a breakout star?
I would say I more than a breakout film, because, like I said, we don't really get the big theatrical deal that you get at Sundance. We've had breakout people, you know. The other reason that we started this thing is because many African Americans and other, you know, minorities are outside the system, you know, the system of money and access. And if you don't have money and access, then it's really hard to break into this private party that we call Hollywood. So we've had individuals come to our festival, showcase their first films, meet distributors, meet studios. For example, there's these two gentlemen, Will Packer and Rob Hardy, and they're from Atlanta. They have a company called Rainforest Films, and they had their first film, premiered their first film at our festival 11 years ago, and they met the people from Screen Gems, and in the past 5 years, they've produced a film called This Christmas, which released on Screen Gems in 2007. They're producing this film Takers, I just mentioned. They did Stomp the Yard. They've got Stomp the Yard 2 coming out. They produced a film called Obsessed with Idris and Beyonce that I just mentioned. And so they're kind of the poster boys, if you will, for what we're about. You know, and I always tell people, I said, you know, our breakouts are people, not movies. We're giving people opportunity to realize their dreams by putting them in the same space with some of the power brokers in Hollywood.
Will Packer, I just want to point out, has been on this show. He came on to promote Obsession before it opened, and he is also, if you pay attention to the show, you know that he is a St. Petersburg native, so we're very happy to
He sure is.
Good guy.
Great guy, too. And there are a bunch of those. There are a bunch of those. There's another guy, Roger Bob, who came through about 11 years ago, and now he's Tyler Perry's right hand. He's out of New York, in Atlanta now, but he's produced all of Tyler Perry's movies, and no one's been more influential in the, I would say, in no individual in Hollywood has been more consistent in terms of hitting home runs of any color or of any ethnicity than Tyler Perry's been over the last 5 years. I mean, I think almost every one of his films but one has opened number one the week that it released in theaters. So, and Roger came through our festival and met Tyler, and like I said, he's running Tyler Perry Studios. So we have a history of breaking people out and helping them, you know, maintain fruitful careers within the Hollywood system.
Now, are there African American actors, actresses, directors, producers who have not necessarily been supportive of this festival that, you know, you'd like to see get more behind it?
There, and when I say a couple people, I literally mean two, but there are a couple people who have not come. I don't want to name them, obviously, but for the most part, the entire, and this is the piece that I didn't know was would really hit when we started 14 years ago. The entire African-American acting and filmmaking communities have supported this event, and there are a couple of exceptions, but literally a couple. And we could not have done what we've accomplished without the support of those people. But we've also got, this is not a plug, this is more of a reality check. We've also got the most amazing corporate sponsors in the world. I mean, HBO has been our founding sponsor, and they've been aligned with us for 14 years now. And if you had a film festival kind of centered in diversity, and you said to yourself, what's the number one company you like to be partnered with? I would say HBO would be at the top of most people's list. So we've had a fantastic run with HBO and our other corporate sponsors as well.
Now, you mentioned that Spike Lee is doing a master class. I know from seeing the schedule that there's also a public conversation with Idris Elba. Any other highlights on the schedule you want to bring people's attention to?
Like I said, Takers is our opening night film. We close with our award ceremony where we're honoring Lee Daniels. We have a short film competition sponsored by HBO. We've got great symposiums by companies like TNT, MTV, Nielsen, Black Enterprise Magazine, and most of the symposiums kind of give you address some more business aspect of the, you know, some non-creative aspect of the industry. CNN's a sponsor. They're bringing out Soledad O'Brien, who's going to be doing a symposium on the making of those successful documentary series. So we've got a lot of very exciting things, a lot of very exciting people involved.
Soledad O'Brien, someone else who's been on this show. Hey, I'm starting to feel pretty supportive myself.
that's the idea.
Well, and last question before we let you go.
Sure.
The festival's in Miami. Now, maybe not the first place that most people would think of as an African-American city, but more of a Cuban, Latin American kind of city. Why Miami? Why not New York or L.A.?
Well, we started in Acapulco, even less of an African-American city, 14 years ago. And my original concept was I wanted to be a hybrid between Sundance, to be like Sundance from a programming point of view, but to be like Cannes from an experiential point of view. And the idea was to take people who are in New York and in Los Angeles who are working, take them away from home and create a camp-like environment. Because I always remember going to camp when I was a kid, how many lifelong friends you met when you take them away from what's comfortable and what's familiar. So that was a part of our model. You know, we wanted to get people away from the cities, get them in one place where they were the minority, and just watch some things happen, watch the relationships grow and the networking kind of flourish. So after 5 years in Acapulco, we decided to move it stateside, and we landed in Miami, which was the closest thing stateside to Acapulco, and it's just been fantastic.
Oh, it's great. Well, folks, listen, you can attend the 14th annual American Black Film Festival in Miami. It starts June 23rd, continues through June 26th. You can get more information on the festival, the schedule, the prices, all that kind of thing at www.abff.org. AAFF.com. That's A as in American, B as in Black, F as in Film, and F as in Festival, ABFF.com. Jeff, is the festival, or are you on Twitter or Facebook, any of that kind of thing, more information?
Yeah, there's a link to our Facebook and Twitter pages directly from our website, from the homepage.
Very good. Very good. Yep. Well, listen, we wish you a lot of luck this year. Certainly tell Mr. Packer and Mrs. O'Brien that we said hello, and thanks so much for joining us on Mr. Media today.
I certainly will, and thanks for your support.
My pleasure. Take care. Good luck.
Okay. All right. You do the same. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And for more original interviews with your favorite film stars, you can surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MRMedia.com. And please take advantage of this great offer for Mr. Media radio listeners. Go to audiblepodcast.com/MRMedia to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/MRMedia for your free audiobook. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, twitter.com/andelman, or on Facebook, just search Mr. Media Interviews. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate it when you give up a little piece of your day and come spend it with us. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you.